From the Sky News Centre at 7, Rishi Sunak's in Saudi Arabia, where he's due to discuss the Israel-Hamas war with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Downing Street's confirmed the number of British nationals killed in the militant group's attacks has risen to 9. 7 others are missing. The Prime Minister also spoke to some of the families of those taken hostage. Yifat Zayla, a relative of 4 snatched Israelis, says all those being held should be released immediately.
This is torture. There are innocent civilians, innocent children in hard conditions. They're not a pawn in a game or a war. They need to be released and released now.
A rare red weather warning's now in force in parts of eastern Scotland, meaning a danger to life. Hundreds of homes in Brecon and Angus have been ordered to evacuate. Thousands of power cuts have been reported. The mother of a 13-year-old boy who was arrested while playing with a water pistol in East London believes he was targeted for being black. He was rammed off his bike when an officer mistook the toy for a real firearm. Lee Jaspers from the Alliance for Police Accountability.
You cannot drive your van at a school child, knocking them off, surrounding them with armed officers who literally say, do not move or you will be shot, and then expect to just walk away. Sorry, it's a mistake.
The Met has apologised. It's emerged a top government advisor referred to Rishi Sunak as Dr. Death in WhatsApp exchanges during COVID meetings. The inquiry into the handling of the pandemic seen messages sent by the now chief scientific advisor to the government. 43 more schools and colleges in England have been found to contain rat concrete, which puts them at risk of collapse. The government insists it's not causing major disruption. And Channel 4's show Steph's Packed Lunch is ending. It comes a day after the BBC announced the end of Soap Doctors. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past seven on what is frankly a rather wet and miserable Thursday night. Hope you're safe and well and somewhere dry. Thanks very much to Darren for another first-class 98 Not Out show. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the Non-League Hour.
Some time to be me. Give me the space that I need. Give me a reason to be. Give me some time to be. I gotta open my eyes to see. Give me the air that I breathe. Give me the taste that is sweet. Feeding the space that's in me.
Yeah.
sky above me, as deep as the earth beneath me. It's free, so free.
Big Hippocast back in 1997. That was free.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So let's crack on as we look back at a busy week of non-league football at steps 1-6 across our area. And it was FA Cup fourth qualifying round weekend last weekend as sides looked to book their place in the first round proper, which of course is where the EFL League One and League Two sides come into the competition. There were a number of shock results, that is, along the way, and unfortunately for Dagenham and Redbridge of the National League, they were on the receiving end of one of those as they were beaten 1-0 away to Sutton League Premier Division South side Bracknell Town in a lunchtime televised tie. Now, down at Parkside, Aveley had a plum draw, Aveley of the Isthmian Premier League, as they faced Barnet, who are currently riding very high in the National League, currently in second place behind leaders Chesterfield. And Andy Gardner was down there watching that tie for us. You can hear his report now.
A dramatic ending here at Parkside, the glory of the FA Cup, the magic of the FA Cup. And Aveley will be in the hat for tomorrow's first round draw as they snatch a dramatic 90th minute equaliser here against National League High Flyers Barnet. And for long spells, it looked like Barnet were going to coast to victory here. They were 2-0 up just before half-time, with a double from Harry Pritchard, the first after just 3 minutes, which really killed the atmosphere as Aveley were really up for a cup shock. He slotted in an assist from Kabamba. Then Charlie Hughes missed a great chance for the home side to equalise straight away following an awful kick out from the Barnet keeper, Laurie Walker, on his birthday. Went straight to Hughes, but he fired just wide. And then Pritchard got his second of the game after 18, and when a corner found him, his first shot was blocked, second went over the line. And really, Barnet were in control at that stage. And then the big turning point just before half-time with a spectacular overhead kick from Matt Rush. Watch out for that one on the TV highlights. Now, the second half, Barnet started it like they started the first. They killed the atmosphere, and really they should have put the tie to bed. Finn Potter cracked a shot off the crossbar, and then Zach Brunt was put through one-on-one, but a good save by the Aveley keeper, North. Then, incredibly, we had two Aveley red cards. The first one was for Charlie Hughes. He picked up an early one in the first half. This one was for after an aerial challenge, left an elbow in. That was his second yellow, so he was off. And in that fracas, Garrett Kelly picked up a needless yellow, and that came back to cost him, because a few minutes after that, he picked up a second yellow and he was off. So Aveley faced the last 10 minutes with nine men. But actually, they play better with nine men. And in a dramatic finale on the 90th minute, John Benton picked up the ball on halfway. A really brilliant slalom run. and a great shot into the far corner. Look out for that one as well on the TV highlights. The place went mad here, Parkside. They survived 8 minutes of injury time with nine men, and they've picked up a famous draw here in the FA Cup. It is the magic of the cup here at Parkside. It has finished. The replay, by the way, will be on the 24th of October at the Hive, and it has finished Averley 2, Barnet 2.
So, terrific comeback by Averley at that time on Saturday, despite being down to nine men. And contrary to what Andy said there, the replay actually took place this Tuesday, just gone, the 17th, as the Millers travelled to the Hive Stadium in North London. But there was to be no fairy tale, as Barnet won comfortably by 4-0. Thanks to a hat-trick from Nicky Kabamba and a goal in injury time from Harry Pritchard, who, as you heard, scored in the match on Saturday. Another quick musical interlude now. We're going to continue with a look back at the FA Cup ties after we've heard a great new song from Duran Duran. This is called Black Moonlight.
Session with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. And our other featured FA Cup fourth qualifying round tie on Phoenix Sport on Saturday was the tie at New Lodge, where Billericay Town were aiming to book a first round proper place for the first time in four seasons as they faced Sheppey United from the Isthmian South East. Watching that one for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The tie goes to a replay as Billericay Town and Sheppey United share the spoils in a 1-1 draw. The Blues started the second half as they ended the first half. They came close 1 minute into second half as Moses Emmanuel's deflected shot fell into the path of Frankie Merrifield, but he wasn't able to bundle home. Billericay continued to probe and saw another chance come and go on the 66-minute mark. As the game went on, the Blues continued to carve out the chances, but couldn't add that finishing touch. The final chance of the game saw Bradley Stevenson's free kick rattle the crossbar. Sheppey were excellent, but Billericay hold on for the draw. Finishes here, Billericay Town 1, Sheppey United 1.
So a stalemate at New Lodge on Saturday, and on Tuesday night, Billericay travelled down to Kent for the replay, and once again, after the 90 minutes, it finished one apiece. That was thanks to a late equaliser by Bradley Stevenson 5 minutes from time after Bradshaw had given Sheppey the lead after only 20 minutes. So they were very, very close to going out at that stage. But in injury time, Billericay had Ben Wells sent off, so they had to play extra time with 10 men. And after 120 minutes, it was still won. Also, it went to penalties. And Sheppey United won the shootout 5-4 to reach the first round proper for the first time in their 133-year existence. And they've lined up a tie at home to Walsall of League 2 in the process. Billericay manager Gary McCann remarked that he was gutted by the exit, and who can blame you, frankly? Obviously, they're going well in the league, Billericay, and promotion, as McCann said, is their main aim this season, but he was still a very disappointed man after that replay. Also going out, this was on Saturday, Southend United made a long trip to Yeovil Town, currently the pace setters in the National League South. And Southend United, still under a transfer embargo for the time being at least, were only able to name 12 first-teamers in their squad. And so manager Kevin Mayer had to include academy players Ronnie Blake and Bo McDonald in his squad. In fact, 16-year-old McDonald was the Shrimpers' fourth youngest ever player, but Southend are out after losing that tie by 2-0. Chelmsford City, meanwhile, hosted Whitby Town, who play in the Northern Premier League Premier Division at Melbourne Park. And Whitby grabbed the lead in the 37th minute, and by the 52nd minute, they were 2-0 up. But the Clarets then staged a comeback. Anthony Wordsworth, former Southend, Colchester and Ipswich midfielder, who moved to Melbourne during the close season, and the week before had scored his first ever goal for the club in their 3-0 victory in the National League South at Western Supermare, found himself on the score sheet again. Then Mo Bettimer equalised to make it 2-2 after 73 minutes, and so City earned themselves a replay. So on Tuesday night, Robbie Simpson and his side made a long, long trip to North Yorkshire to take on Whitby, and they ended up losing 3-1. First half goals in the 34th and 39th minutes gave the home side a 2-0 lead at the break. Mo Bettimer scored again 15 minutes from time to give the Clarets some hope, but right at the death, they couldn't add to that, and right at the death, Whitby scored a third to win 3-1, and therefore the Clarets missed out on a trip to League One club Bristol Rovers. Meanwhile, Braintree Town drew 0-0 against Chesham United of the Southern League Premier Division South at Cressy Road on Saturday. Travelled to Buckinghamshire for the replay on Tuesday night. and they ended up losing 3-1 after extra time. Great start for the Iron. They took a lead. Great first half, because they took the lead a minute before half time when Aaron Blair's effort skimmed off a defender and over the keeper into the back of the net. But Chesham equalised in time added on just as the Iron looked to be heading for victory, and the one all scoreline meant extra time was played. Chesham then scored once again in the 94th minute. Blair then missed a penalty for Braintree in the 97th minute before Chesham made it 3-1 right at the end of time added on in extra time. And Iron boss Angelo Harrop told one reporter he was hurt and disappointed by the exit. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, where due to some clubs' FA Cup involvement, there weren't many fixtures this weekend, but Cornwall Rangers were in action on Saturday. They travelled to Bognor Regis Town, and it was another defeat for the Beach Boys. They lost by 2-0. They have lost 9 out of their 10 games in the Isthmian Premier so far, winning just the one, and they remain in 21st place, with only Haringey Borough, the only side yet to taste victory in the Isthmian Premier, the only team below them. Meanwhile, Hashtag United were also in action. They travelled to Sussex, to Brighton to be precise, to take on Whitehawk, and they picked up a 1-1 draw there. Whitehawk had led since the 26th minute, but just as it looked as though the tags were heading for defeat, Alex Teniola popped up with a late equaliser to earn them a 1-1 draw. And then on Sunday, Hornchurch were away to Cray Wanderers. That match was played on Sunday because Cray's landlords Bromley had a home FA Cup tie on Saturday. And Hornchurch strengthened their lead at the top of the table, winning by 4-1. Liam Nash scored twice in the first half, in the 23rd and 32nd minutes. Tom Raitt scored a third from the penalty spots after 79 minutes, after Cray had equalised through Clunis on 65. And Ollie Muldoon wrapped up a very satisfactory afternoon for the Urchins, 8 minutes from time with a fourth. And midweek results mean that Hornchurch are now 6 points clear at the top of the Isthmian Premier. 6 points clear of Chatham Town, who are in second place. They dropped points twice this week. They drew 2-2 with third place Carl Shorten Athletic on Saturday, and during the week on Tuesday night they lost 2-0 away to Margate. So Hornchurch top on 26 points, followed by Chatham, Carl Shorten, Enfield Town and Whitehawk in the playoffs. Boz Bidovicki, who weren't in league action this week, they dropped to 6th place, although they've got a game or two in hand on all of the sides above them. Canvey Island, who didn't play this week, they are currently 9th, Hashtag 11th. And as I mentioned, Concord, they are still stranded in the relegation zone in 21st. Meanwhile, there was one tie in the Isthmian League Cup this week, otherwise known as the Velocity Trophy, involving two of our local sides. This was on Monday night at Len Salmon Stadium, where Hashtag United took on Concord Rangers. Harrison Day gave the Beach Boys the visitors' lead after 8 minutes, but the Tags ended up progressing in the competition by coming back and winning 2-1. Misha Jamali scored a couple of minutes before half time, and Alex Teniola scored again after 67 minutes.
Having a ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz, and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning, 10 till 12, only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight. Thank you.
do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true.
Really like that. Lovely jazzy feels to that song. Joby Fox and Falling. Just coming up to 7:30 on a Thursday night, you're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is the Non-League Hour. So, continuing our summary of things that have gone on in the last week, we move on to the ESPN North, where Brentwood Town announced on Tuesday that they were parting company with Craig Shipman. He has been sacked and replaced with Keith Rowland, the former West Ham and Northern Ireland defender who has previous managerial experience at that level. Shipman was in his second spell as the Blues manager. He was previously in charge at the arena for a couple of seasons from 2017 to 2019. But his second spell only lasted around 8 months. He was appointed last February following the departure of Rod Stringer. And a statement on Brentwood Town's social media said, "The decision wasn't easy due to Craig's affiliation with the club. We desperately wanted Craig to achieve, but with high expectations, it was not to be. We wish Craig all the best for the future. We'd like to place on record our thanks to Craig for all his efforts." Probably raised a few eyebrows, this decision, after they'd gone 5 games unbeaten and moved into the top half of the table, but cuts. That's the decision that the club have made. And they've appointed, as I say, Keith Rowland, best known for his spell at West Ham, former Northern Ireland international, and he also played for the likes of Bournemouth and Queen's Park Rangers. After a spell in charge at Wingate and Finchley, he took them into the Isthmian Premier League playoffs back in 2017. He became the manager of Aveley in the summer of 2019, but he left the Millers in November 2021. Had a brief spell in charge at Tilbury, but he was only in charge of the Dockers for 3 months before leaving. So now he is back in the game. So talking of the Isthmian North, the Saturday results were as follows. Brentwood Town, in what turned out to be Shipman's last game in charge, were away to the bottom club Stonemarket Town, and they managed a 3-1 victory up in Suffolk, thanks to goals from Andrew Freeman, Sam Deering, and a last minute penalty from Jack Adlington, all of those goals coming in the second half. Elsewhere, Basildon United beat Wroxham by a goal to nil. Kai Brown scored for the Bees, the only goal of the game at 5 minutes before half time. Also, Bowers and Pitsy had a win up in Norfolk. They were away to Goulston, and two goals from Ben Williamson secured all 3 points for Bowers. The first one coming after half an hour, and after quite a lot of time added on, Williamson scored from the penalty spot in the 98th minute. It was a thumping win for Heybridge Swifts. Meanwhile, they hosted Bury Town at Scrady Road and beat them 6-1. They had a new signing in their lineup on Saturday. Steve Tilson assigned former Hashtag United midfielder Lewis Watson. He made his debut in this match, and he didn't take long to make an impact, scoring the opening goal of the match on 28 minutes. Bury equalised on 34 through Samuel Ramadan. Very prolific scorer for them. But goals in the second half from Sam Park, Rossball, Rob Harvey, Kieran Jones, and a second 5 minutes from time from Wall gave Swifts a very good victory indeed. They currently sit just outside the playoff places. Meanwhile, Redbridge faced Maldon and Tiptree at Oakside, and the home side edged out the visitors by 4-3. Maldon and Tiptree have a couple of new faces, by the way. They've signed defender Alfie Mason, who has returned for a second spell at the club from Enfield, and another defender, Matthew Yates. He has signed on loan from Colchester United. They both made their debuts in this match, but as I say, Redbridge won it 4-3. The Motormen took the lead on 23 minutes through Solomon Ogunwumoju. George Smith equalised for the Jammers after half an hour, and Andre Hassanali scored their second a couple of minutes later. James Barlow put Redbridge back in front on 36 before Maldon Tiptree replied through Smith once again just before half time. But Redbridge at least came back from 3-2 down in the final half hour with goals from Kobe Yeboah and Jack Chawner, giving them all 3 points. Disappointing afternoon for Grays Athletic, who have had a really tough season so far, remain in the relegation zone after a 4-2 defeat at home to New Salamis, for whom veteran striker Derek Asamoah scored a hat-trick in the first half. Grays' goals both came from Rob Clark either side of half-time. Walthamstow, meanwhile, they hosted Felixstowe and Walton United, Wadham Lodge, and it looked like they were going to take all 3 points as Jardel Sterling put Stowe ahead after 15 minutes, and they were in front for most of the game before Felixstowe and Walton scored a last minute equaliser, so Stowe having to settle for a point. Meanwhile, there was one game on Tuesday night in the North. It finished Brighton Sea Region 1, Basildon United 2. A second victory for Basildon in the space of 4 days. Dominic Locke gave Regent the lead after 19 minutes, but Ben Allen equalised just before half-time. And Kai Brown, who scored the winner on Saturday, found the net again 7 minutes into the second half to make the final score. Brighton Sea Region 1, Basildon United 2. So looking at the table, Lowestoft Town remain top, but only on goal difference. Bowles and Pitsy, who are also on 16 points, are just behind them in second, although Lowestoft have played one less. Felixstowe and Walton United are in third. Walthamstowe are in fourth, they're on 14 points. Basildon United have, after those two wins, moved into the playoff spots. They are on 13. Just behind them in sixth place, Heybridge Swift, after a big win over Bury Town. Brighton Sea Region the 7th, Redbridge are 8th, Brentwood Town now 9th, and looking further down the table, Maldon and Tiptree 14th, Witham Town 15th, Grays Athletic 19th place in the drop zone, yet to win this season. They've drawn 3 and lost 4 from the 7 games they've played so far, so have just 3 points. The only other side who haven't won yet is Stowmarket Town, who have played one more than Grays. They have just the 1 point so far. Also at step 4 in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey had a couple of games this week. They lost 3-2 at home to Aylesbury United on Saturday, but they picked up a point on Tuesday when they drew 0-0 against Bedford Town at Kappa Shots. Abbey, who had sneaked into the playoff spots, have now dropped to 7th place.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So, continuing our roundup of the local results, we move on now to the Essex Senior League, where there was Friday night action at Ashton Playing Fields, and something of a shock result as league leaders Woodford Town were soundly beaten 4-0 at home by Tilbury. Saturday saw a 5-1 win for Athletic Newham at home to Ilford. It finished Barking 3, Takeley 2, Cockshall Town 2, West Essex 1. That was only Cockshall's second league win. Great Wakery Rovers had a very good win at home to Buckhurst Hill. They were 6-1 winners at Burroughs Park. Finished Housedy Town 0, Saffron Town 1, Holbridge Sports 3, Frenford 1, Little Oakley 1, White Ensign 1, Sporting Beggar United 1, FC Claxton 0, and Stanway Rovers 3, Romford 1. It was a couple of games on Tuesday night. It finished Frenford 2, Housedy Town 3, and Tilbury 5, Ilford 0. Another fine win for Tilbury. Last night, Woodford Town were due to play Barking, but that match was postponed. So Woodford Town remain top despite their defeat last Friday, but their lead has been cut to 3 points ahead of second place West Essex. Sporting Beggar United, Tilbury and Romford are third, fourth and fifth. At the other end of the table, Cockshall Town still bottom, but improved fortunes for them in recent weeks means they're only bottom now on a goal difference, just ahead of Frenford, who have slipped into the bottom two. Both of those sides on 8 points, as are Stanway Rovers, who are currently in 18th place. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted still struggling in that league. They were away to Royal Bedford on Saturday and they lost 2-0. Stansted still third from bottom in 18th place. Meanwhile, in the third London Division 1 South, Friday night saw a 4-2 victory for North West London over Tower Hamlets. Saturday's results were Barkingside 2, Brimsdown 1, Basildon Town 1, Parkview 2, Burnham Ramblers 0, May and Baker 3, Enfield Borough 0, Dunmo Town, the leaders 4, Hackney Wick 0, Clapton Community 3, Harlow Town 1, Benfleet 2, Hoddesdon Town 0, South End Manor 1, St Margaretsbury 3, Newbury Forest 7, and Wembley Rovers 3, Clapton 1. A couple of games on Tuesday night. Clapton Community beat Clapton 2-1. The first time those sides have met at the old Spotted Dog, Clapton's former home. Of course, Clapton Community now playing there. And Hoddesdon Town were beaten 3-0 by Harlow Town. One game last night finished Tower Hamlets 3, Hackney Wick 3. So the table looks like this. Dunmo Town still top, 6 points clear of second place Harlow, and Dunmo have played one less as well. Dunmo on 34, Harlow on 28. Hackney in third on 28 points, and they've got a game in hand on Harlow. Benfleet are in fourth on 27, and Cannonswood are in fifth place also on 27 points. Quick look at the Furlough Nun Division 1 South, Division 1 North even, the Essex sides in that league who in action on Saturday were at Havisham Parkston, who beat Whittlesea Athletic by a goal to nil. Not so good for Wivenhoe Town, though they lost 4-0 away to Norwich CBS. There was a win for Holland FC up in Ipswich. They travelled to Whittingham United, and Holland won that match by 4-3. So, looking at the table, if I can just get the right screen up, just bear with me 1 second. Here we go. Right, so Holland atop by 1 point, just ahead of Stanway Pegasus, but Stanway in second have two games in hand on them. Havisham Parks up to fourth now, they're in decent form at the moment, and Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 12th place. Just around off our look back at the last week's results, there's been a couple of Essex Senior Cup second round ties this week. Tuesday night saw FC Clacton knock out fellow Essex Senior League side Holby Sports. Clacton won that one by 2-1. And in a tie that was played last night, it finished Basildon Town Little Oakley 3. We'll have a preview of the next week's fixtures in just a few moments. Casey and the Sunshine Band of Boogie Shoes.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So looking at the fixtures for the week ahead, and on Saturday, Southend United return to National League action. The Shrimpers currently in 19th place. They host Solihull Moors, who are currently third at Roots Hall. And apparently, Justin Rees, the club's prospective, that's the word, chairman, and members of his consortium who are waiting to rubber stamp their deal will be at Roots Hall for the first time, reportedly. The Shrimpers will be without Cav Miley, though, a very influential player for them, who's going to be out for a number of weeks with a thigh injury. Also on Saturday, Dakenham and Redbridge, who have made a most disappointing start to the season. Only three wins from their opening 15 National League matches, which has seen them drop into the relegation zone. And as we heard earlier, they've got to have the FA Cup as well. They host Woking, currently in 13th place at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. There's a couple of midweek games as well. Southend at home to Ebbsfleet United, who are currently 16th. And also on Tuesday night, both of these at 7:45. By the way, the Daggers face Boreham Wood at Victoria Road. Boreham Wood currently one place above Southend in 18th place. So on to the National League South, where our local sides return to league action this weekend. As sixth-placed Aveley host Truro City at Parkside, looking to put their FA Cup disappointments behind them. Chelmsford City, currently just outside the playoff places in eighth place. They have a trip to Slough Town, currently in the relegation zone. And also on Saturday, Braintree Town, who are currently in 19th place, will be looking to improve their position as they take on Western Supermare, a couple of places above them currently at Cressing Road. One game at Melbourne Park on Wednesday night, Monday night, Chelmsford City take on another side struggling in the drop zone currently, namely Dover Athletic. Tuesday night sees Braintree Town in action as they travel to Hemel Hempstead Town. And Aveley are on the road on Wednesday night. They have a trip down to Hampshire to take on bottom side Haven and Waterlooville. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, where Saturday sees Billericay Town hoping to move back into the playoff spots as they host Hastings United at New Lodge. League leaders Hornchurch, and regardless of what happens, they will still be the league leaders after Saturday's results. They have a home match against Bognor Regis Town. Hashtag United travel to the East Kent coast to take on Margate. Canvey Island are away at Wingate and Finchley. And Concord Rangers, still struggling, as we've already heard, in the relegation zone, have a very tough task at the Aspect Arena. They host second-placed Chatham Town. And there is a game on Monday night as well. Hashtag United will be hosting Chatham Town at the Len Sammer Stadium. Tuesday night sees Billericay Town at home once again against Enfield Town. Canvey Island take on Cray Wanderers at Park Lane. Cornwall Rangers travel to fellow strugglers Haringey Borough, the only side below them in the table. Leaders Hornchurch face Folkestone in Victor, and we'll be looking to strengthen their position at the top of the table. So looking at the Isthmian North, Saturday's games sees Brentwood Town will be playing their first match under Keith Rowland, with Heybridge Swifts the visitors to the Brentwood Centre Arena. Basildon United, who have climbed into the playoff spots, they're at home to Enfield. Brightling Sea Regent host Redbridge. Bowers and Pitsy, it's first versus second, because second place Bowers travel up to Suffolk to take on leaders Lowestoft Town. Malden and Tiptree have a home fixture against Goulston, one place above them in 13th. Walthamstow are at home to struggling Greys Athletic, whilst Whittam Town host New Salamis at Spa Road. Tuesday night sees Brightling Sea Region travel to Bury Town. Redbridge have a game at Felixstowe, Walton United, and Heybridge Swifts, they are at home to Goulston. Meanwhile, there was one match in the Velocity Trophy, which is the ESPN League Cup, this coming week. It's at the third round stage now, and Walthamstow have a home tie against Basildon United. Meanwhile, in the Sutton League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have one fixture coming up this week. Abbey, who are in 7th place, travel to 6th place AFC Dunstable on Saturday. And the FA Vars is back this Saturday as well, with ties in the first round proper. On Saturday, Saffron Walden Town are at home to Long Melford. Holbridge Sports travel to Potton United. Saltbridgewift Town versus Tilbury is an All-Essex Senior League affair. White Ends Iron have a home tie against Wormley Rovers. Housted Town of the Essex Senior League host Stanway Pegasus, going very well in the third lower non-division one south so far this season. Barkingside are at home to Framlingham Town. Cogshill Town travel to Downham Town. Great Wakering Rovers are away to St Neots Town. Fremford have a home tie against London Lions. Athletic Newham face Staplehurst Monarch. Sporting Bury United away to New Haven. And there's one tie on Sunday, which sees Essex Senior League leaders Woodford Town travel to Dunstable Town. Because of some clubs' involvement in the Vars, there's only 4 Essex Senior League matches this Saturday. We've got Buckhurst Hill at home to Stanway Rovers, FC Clacton versus Little Oakley, and Romford versus Takeley, all 3 p.m. kickoffs. Ilford face Barking, and that one starts at 12:30. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted will once again be looking to improve their fortunes as they host Harpenden Town at home. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, it's Benfleet versus North West London, Clapton Community versus Enfield Borough, Dunmo Town leaders host Mayan Baker, Harlow Town, another side going well, are at home to Burnham Ramblers, Newby Forest versus Hoddesdon Town, Bartholomew versus Brimsbound, Southend Manor versus Hackney Wicks, and Margaretsbury versus Basildon Town, and Tower Hamlets face Hutton. There's one game on Tuesday night, North West London are playing Parkview, and one on Wednesday as Benfleet travel to Cannons Wood. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, on Saturday, Stanway Pegasus, no, that's an FA Vars tie, forget that one. Havisham Parkston, good form at the moment, they're home to FC Peterborough. Meanwhile, Wivenhoe Town travel to Holbeach United, and Holland, they face Haverhill Borough. On Tuesday night, there was an All-Essex affair with Stanway Pegasus hosting Harwich and Parkston. And there's one game on Wednesday night as well, another All-Essex affair, Holland. They are at home to Wivenhoe Town. Finally, there's a couple of Essex Senior Cup fixtures coming up next week in the second round. There is one on Tuesday, which sees Takeley take on Ilford. And then Wednesday night, Romford are at home to Athletic Newham, both of those 7:45 kickoffs. I think it might be touch and go as to whether quite a few of local non-league matches go ahead this weekend, because this storm, which is currently blasting its way across Scotland and the north of England and causing havoc and floods and things, is coming our way. Apparently it's going to hit Essex late tomorrow night, and it's going to be particularly horrendous in the early hours of Saturday. So it could play a bit of havoc with the fixture list. If you're thinking of going to a non-league game this weekend, do check on the day is my advice. I hope you can join me on Saturday afternoon. That is when I will next be on Phoenix 98 FM with another edition of Phoenix Sport between 3 and 6pm. 3 hours of sporting updates locally, nationally and internationally, and some great music in between as well. If you do manage to get to a game on Saturday, try to have me in your earpiece at the same time. And all be well. I should be back next Thursday night with another edition of the Non-League Hour. That is between 7 and 8pm. In the meantime, take care, look after yourself. And Gareth Williams is coming up next with Bumper to Bumper. I am going to play out with Primal Scream, who are going to get loaded. Bye-bye.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby. Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Deep down.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.